I live in a constant state of illumination. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination, part of our 11-day spiritual retreat. Instant Illumination. I live in a constant state of illumination. Now, who is so brazen to think that they live in a constant state of illumination? Who is there that thinks of that for themselves? Yeah. A constant state of illumination. Could anyone live in a constant state of illumination?
Of course, yes.
How would you live in a constant state of illumination? By listening within all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing as you listen within that whatever you're hearing is good. Now, in the beginning of your training program, of your listening within training program, of your introspection training program, you're going to hear a lot of garbage. You're going to hear a lot of things that don't fit with what you would say it's your divine pattern of your divine choice and things like that. And that's good. Because the way to get rid of it, kill it, and destroy it, just don't pay attention to it. Let it come and let it go. Don't try to stop it. Don't try to get rid of it. Don't try to kill it and destroy it. Just let it go. Don't give it any attention. The best way to destroy a marriage is when they stop talking to each other. When they stop having any intercourse with each other, mental, social, or spiritual. And then the marriage just fades away like an old soldier, And no damage, no bad, no good, but two empty people. But when two people are really excited about life, it doesn't matter whether they're married or not. They just follow their excitement and walk their road, and nothing is an anchor to them. Nothing inhibits them. They just say, "Well, sweetheart, I got an idea. I'll see you later. It might be a year or two, but I'll see you later if you're still around, And so you're off, And then you go off and do whatever it is that's on your mind. You don't have to explain it to anybody. You don't have to do anything to help other people realize that you're an independent person doing your thing. If your husband or your wife doesn't know that you're an independent person doing your thing, then you miss telling them at some point along the way. That should have been in the marriage vow. I agree to marry this guy and this gal. And my first agreement is to be myself and have fun. And whenever I have an inspiration, I go running after it. Whenever I have a dream, I follow it. And if my dream takes me away for 5 or 10 years, I go. And if you're still there when I come back, wonderful. And if not, wonderful, And life is just a free, wonderful experience for me and for you. And if you are so wonderful and so exciting and so interested in what I'm doing, I may never want to leave you. I may never want to go away. I may never want to be apart from our sharing together of these beautiful ideas. Now, Will and Ariel Durant, who wrote all these books on history, hundreds of books on history, thousands, and I'm sure the articles and everything else they wrote, but they just were constantly writing. And they got married, and they loved each other, and they loved writing books on history. And as I recall, they both had their desk in the same room. And she was working at her desk, and he was working at his, and whenever they took a breather, they'd smile at each other. But they were just avid intellectual writers, and they wrote very well, and they wrote very becomingly, and many times they wrote books together. Because they had mutual interests and mutual things. Well, now, they lived in a constant state of illumination because their life was just so happy. Because they both loved doing the same thing. They both loved writing, and they both loved privacy, and they both loved time to reveal whatever was in their hearts and their mind. And they did it. And how wonderful that was. Now, I'm sure they had a disagreement sometime or other. Does it sound like it wouldn't be normal if they did? But of course, if you're living in your spiritual introspection, you don't have disagreements. You've already decided that ahead of time. Say, sweetheart, that's not my thing. Okay. Big deal. It's my thing, you know. That's okay. You go right about devil worship. I'm not into that at all. You go right about angels. I'm not into that at all, you know. And so you allow the other to do what they want to do. And as you would realize, two people who are so harmonious with one another would certainly have the same interests. And if they were not interested in devil worship, they would not follow it at all. If they were not interested in angels, they would not follow it at all. Whatever they are interested in, they follow. Whatever you are interested in as your reality is your constant state of illumination. Now, what are you interested in all the time? Are you interested in bickering and hollering and being uptight with people? Are you interested in being unhappy with yourself or with others because you do things or don't do things? Are you interested in letting those things irritate you or make you touched by it? If you are, you're very silly, because that's something outside of you. Now, is your heart pumping beautifully? Yes. Are you interested in that? No. I just know it's working good and I'm happy with it, you know. Well, your heart is pumping well. Why don't you pay attention to it? Because it doesn't need it. It doesn't need my attention. It works for that cell in the back of my back, you know, that I can't see, the cell of my skin. It's doing perfectly. I don't have to pay attention to see what it's doing, you know. So this is how it is. But where do we put our constant illumination? On what do we put our constant illumination? We put our constant illumination on our introspective self, listening within. Now, in our three-hour meditations, I have given my idea of I'm God, God I am, why I can say I'm God, and what would God say to me if God were talking to me. I give you those three ideas, why I like me, why I can say I like me, and why the divine in me would say it likes me, you know. And when I tell you these things, you say, oh, Herb, that's just fanciful. That's just way out. No, it isn't. I tell you right from my heart. I tell you the things that I am in a constant state of illumination experiencing. Those are things that are actually going on in my mind and my heart. And you say, wow, if I could be like that, wow, I'd have everything. I wouldn't need anything else in the world. You do have it. And you don't need anything else in the world. But the thing is, you will not accept it. You will not accept it. I say, Sylvia, you stink. And Sylvia says, oh, I smell better now, huh? You know, Sylvia is not going to let herself be touched by the outer in the slightest. You understand? Not in the slightest. I say, Sylvia, I have never seen anyone who writes with such amazing charm and beauty that you do. You are such a glorious writer. It is a delight to read your writing. And if you feel puffed up as I'm speaking these words, I possess you. I own you. Because you are touched by my compliment as well as my not compliment. You know what I mean? And don't be. Be yourself. Be so wonderful yourself. Why do you think I push your buttons? I mean, I don't really give a darn whether you listen to me or not, or whether you pay attention to my pushing your buttons or not. I don't really care whether you get angry or whether you don't get angry. All I do is I say, oh, they missed that one. You know, and I it's nothing to me. And it's nothing to, it should be nothing to you. But what should be something to you is, were you touched? And if you were not touched, fantastic. Now, in let's say March of this year, if I said to you, Bill Gates is going to step down from his job as the boss of Microsoft, you'd say, oh, sure, and it's going to rain in the middle of hell, too, yeah, mm-hmm, sure, mm-hmm. And then another thing, I said, did you know what Warren Buffett's going to do? He's going to give away $44 billion, and he's going to give most of it, if not all of it, to the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Fund. Did you know that? Did you know that? You say, Herb, you really have been drinking something interesting lately. Tell me what it is. Yeah, where do you get these crazy ideas? Then, no more than a month or two later, here comes a report. Bill Gates stepping down, and Warren Buffett has $44 billion from the Hathaway funds. It's a very successful and a very good investment, which we haven't invested in. It's very excellent, and he is just going to give it away. And as the article says, Warren Buffett is not known to be a great philanthropist, even with all that money. He has not been known to give away a great deal of money. Now, you think, what do you think his wife thinks of this? You know what his wife thinks? Sweetheart, you're going to live a lot longer without that stuff. And we will have a lot less to be concerned about. Sweetheart, I will have you at home with me now a little more often, maybe, you know? Maybe he's home now. No. But you see, they've got everything. And all that money, which means a lot of more money, it doesn't mean a thing. It just means a burden. It could. But he's not letting it be a burden. He's living in spiritual illumination, a state of illumination. A state of illumination where, hey, that's my money. I made it. It belongs to me. I'm giving it away. How it is used, I will not stick my nose in one teensy-weensy little bit because I'm not going to be touched. I'm not going to be touched. Bill, as he said of Bill Gates has more experience. Very well said. Bill Gates has more experience in giving away money than I do, Warren Buffett said. And that's a very sage remark and a very correct remark. And it takes a lot of guts to do it. But Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are close friends, and they eat together at Gates' home, perhaps Buffett's home, and they know each other personally and professionally, and so they have great respect for one another. So, what I'm saying, now, they're living in a state of illumination. Bill Gates is stepping down from one of the biggest industries in the world, Microsoft, which is in the buku money, and stepping into another industry, which is the second greatest industry in the world, his philanthropy. And so he's really not stepping out of wealth, if you could call that wealth. He's stepping into another phase of expressing his genius. Now, he is going to look at organizations and Bill Gates has lived in a state of illumination so long that he doesn't know what it is not to live in there. And Bill Gates had all this money. Well, Bill Gates thought of the idea of a wristwatch that you can talk to and you can look at television on it and you can talk to your friends and see their picture on your wristwatch and stuff like that. And he thinks that's just cool, you know. So what did he do? He started a new company to make that wristwatch and to develop that wristwatch with several millions of dollars, you know, hundreds of million dollars. And the company's doing very well. And one day, very soon, we'll see that watch in the market. Maybe with Sony, maybe with Samsung. Who knows who would be. Then another idea comes along. And I don't know. And the idea, as I said before, is a chip of all knowledge in your head. You just stick it in there. Just let it be implanted under the skin. No big deal. And then your brain has instant access to that chip. And that chip gives you knowledge on any field, in any dimension, in any complexity that you would want to have it. Now, isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Now, Bill Gates has the idea, and he perhaps had the idea from other people, and then he takes that idea with his state of constant illumination. He takes that idea and he is illumined. He is shown the people to go to, the industries that will do this most effectively and most beautifully without a lot of worry over money, which he throws behind it. And away they go. Away they go. And they report back to him on their progress. And he makes sure that he's very close to it. Because these are his fun games. His fun games. And he has maybe about a dozen fun games, or who knows how many more, that he's playing, because he lives in a state of constant illumination. And in that state of constant illumination, he has ideas, pop, 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 and then the money from his foundation he can put into organizations that will spur those ideas. Now, that's his privilege. That's his privilege of choosing that way. Now, does he give money to the Red Cross? He sure does. Does he give money to Standard Brand charities? He does. And does he give sizable amounts? Yeah, he does. He may not be their main contributor, but because he lives in a state of constant state of illumination, he has ideas flowing in and through his consciousness, as you do too. And you haven't let them come out. Well, I've got a lot of money like that. But Bill didn't either in the beginning. He didn't either. He had a dream. His dream was making software. His dream was doing this. And he wasn't successful with every piece he wrote. He had to go back to the drawing board many times. Well, what do they call it when the first edition comes out?
The beta edition.
With problems.
Oh.
The beta edition is not polished. It has little, there's a word for it, it has little problems. And these little problems have to be ironed out. And if you get a beta edition, and you get it free if you want. But
bugs?
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you very much. That's the word. He lets you have it for free, but you got to tell him what bugs you find in it. Because that way he doesn't have to have his research staff work on the bugs. His research staff only works on the solution to the bugs. You follow me? And he lets the people with their beta edition run into the bugs. And then, but you must tell Microsoft, and then Microsoft will immediately put their staff to the solution for that bug. Not to the bug, but to the solution. And this too is a constant state of illumination. These guys who get these bugs, 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 you know, who needs it? They don't say that. They say, that's an area I never thought we'd have a problem with. Yes. I could just visualize the idea. Boom, 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 boom. You know, their mind is in a state of constant illumination, constant state of illumination, and their mind is constantly coming up with beautiful ideas. And you too. We were talking about big stuff, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and you know, buku money, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You too have just as much access to the universal consciousness that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have. You too have just as much access to infinite knowledge as they do. Now, as you develop your constant state of illumination, staying in the solution, 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 not the problem, solution, 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 the solutions just begin to flow right to you as though you are a solution machine. But you got to be careful. Because when you're good like that, everybody's going to come and beg from you. And you say, no, thank you. And everybody's going to come and say they want some of your free dough. And you say, talk to my secretary, make your submission of what it is. But I've got this idea, and this idea is a new chip that can go in front of the eye, you know, and it will allow you to see 100 miles away, and you can look through any type of thing. Oh, you got that? Okay, well, yeah, let me put that to our R&D, our research and development department, and let's see what we can come up with then. Now, have you patented it yet? I don't know what to patent. Well, let's talk to our lawyers so that you can be secure in this, because we're not trying to steal anything from anybody. The world's full of ideas, you know, and we don't need to run with somebody else's idea. So it sounds kind of fun, your idea. So we'll put you with our attorney, and he will help you have your own attorney to make a decision so that you'll be protected. And this is what he does. He doesn't want to steal from you. People think he does, but my God, what would he get if he stole from you? I mean, that he came up with the idea. He didn't want to come up with the idea. He wants to come up with the solution. He wants to come up with the evidence so that people can enjoy it and be it. Isn't that wonderful? My goodness sakes. We have given you 20 minutes of instant illumination here, a constant state of illumination, and all you do is just sit here and gobble it up along with me. You're wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.